Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Kevin, the 2002 withdrawal of the US acceptance of the Rome Statute on the International Criminal Court, has some serious implications for Assange if extradited to the US. Do you believe he'll face justice in this system?
The context of all this is very complicated. The first thing to emphasise is that any question of extradition to the US is going to take quite a long time in the British system. Assange still has to be sentenced for his breach of the original bail conditions related to the extradition warrant to Sweden. There's a question of whether Sweden will renew their request for him to be extradited for a hearing on the rape charge with which he has been investigated by the Swedish authorities. If the question of the extradition to the US goes ahead, it would have to go through the British court system. It would almost undoubtedly end up in the European Court of Human Rights, so it's likely to take quite a long time. The British Home Secretary may have to decide whether the Swedish request comes ahead of the American request. And then, of course, there's a complication of his sentencing for the breach of the bail conditions. So the questions surrounding extradition to the US are serious, but they're not likely to be heard for quite some time.
Well, it seems like he's got a lot of legal systems to get through. Just how likely is it that Assange will be found to have actually committed a crime?
Well, the crime with which he's been charged, which is the basis of the extradition warrant to the US, is conspiracy to commit computer intrusion for agreeing to break a password to a classified US government computer. So it's a very narrow charge, and it's based on the US allegation that Assange conspired with Chelsea Manning to create a false password so that she would be able to get into the US communication system without using her own password. The reason for this very narrow crime is, firstly, if he was charged with espionage or something similar, that would be a political offence, which is an exception to the US-UK extradition agreement. And if he was charged simply with publishing the WikiLeaks secrets, that would create a defence of the First Amendment to the US Constitution protecting freedom of speech. So the charge is very narrow, and it may be possible to prove it if and when Assange actually ends up in the US court system.
Well, as an Australian citizen, should the federal Australian government be making use of its pretty close relationship with the UK and United States to help campaign against the prosecution of Assange?
Well, that's a difficult question. At this stage, as the UK authorities have emphasised, All the relevant moves are part of the UK judicial system. The Home Secretary has to make a final decision about extradition, but as we've been saying, it's quite likely that that won't end up on his desk for at least a year or two. And it would only be at that point where a British politician is involved, the Home Secretary, that representations from Australia would be appropriate. There is nothing that the UK government can do about the process of this through the British judicial system. So any question of Australian representations is also likely to be some distance off.
Well, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Kevin Borum, a former teacher at the Australian National University College of Law, and he's joined us to help us unpack some of the legal implications of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's arrest in London. So, Borum, would you say that Assange did the public a service in publishing classified information, or would you say he risked security by revealing these secret documents?
Well, this partly relates to the different variety of things that he did publish. You can say that some of the material that he published the public was entitled to know. Other things that he published as a result of the WikiLeaks operation allegedly put in danger Afghan civilians as well as US personnel. In other words, it was different from what Edward Snowden did, which was to pass this material to the US and the UK press for them to carefully consider what they should publish. So there are some serious moral questions about the variety of material that WikiLeaks did publish and whether they should have been more careful in discriminating about what they put out.
Well, what do you think Assange's arrest sets as a precedent for other whistleblowers in the future?
As far as whistleblowers in the US system is concerned, there is this issue of freedom of the press. That's why the US is constantly... That's why Assange's defence team are constantly emphasising that he's a journalist and a publisher, not a person who engages in obtaining secrets by illicit methods. There is a fairly good protection in the US system for people who put things out in public that the government would prefer to keep secret. So it's a particular issue with the US, but it is also an issue more generally with countries like Australia. But the point to emphasise, of course, is that to say simply it's a matter of freedom of speech does require some consideration of what is actually published. And in the case of WikiLeaks, there are these serious issues about whether some of the things they published did put people in danger. So it's not a completely a straightforward issue of freedom of the press. There needs to be consideration of how the freedom is used.
Well, I guess it'll be very interesting to see how the case plays out in the future. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.